Relevant content for our members, by our members. This is TMC Connect.
Hi, everybody. This is Faith Howard Mooney from TMC, and this is Inside the TMC Family. And today we have with us Ryan Kuby, who is the president of Annie Mac Home Mortgage. Thanks for doing this with us, Ryan.
Of course. Excited to be here and to see you, Faith. It's been a little while.
It has. Quite the year it has been. Ryan is also known as Cool Ryan by his Collab Lab group, everybody. So it's super fun. He's got a little bit of fun in him. So it's fun to have him here with us. 2020, crazy year we just came through. And during the middle of that year, you became president of Annie Mac Home Mortgage. So congratulations.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you. It was a crazy year, without a doubt.
Yeah, nutty things happened last year, but Annie Mac seems to have survived really well and heading into a good 2021.
Yeah, excited about 2021, you know, off to our best quarter that we've ever had as an organization, you know, really been focused on purchase business. And, you know, we will do more business in 2021 than we did 2020, even with, you know, the rates going up and refis dwindling. So we're excited about another record year and obviously all the hard work that all the employees have put in to help us achieve these goals.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to that. I know that you are on a great path and you've been a member of TMC since 2017. We love all that you contribute to the organization and look forward to everybody here kind of learning a little bit more about you. So let's get started. Share with us what your first job ever was.
Oh, wow. Well, I was raised to work throughout my life. So, you know, even in high school, I babysat. I was a lifeguard. I ended up working at a convenience store. In college, I worked as a waiter and eventually a bartender. I managed a restaurant and even sold educational books door to door one summer in the state of Washington, drove across the East Coast. And so a lot of working experience before I graduated college, but I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do after I graduated college and kind of just fell into the mortgage business.
Well, I was going to say that leads us right into where we were going. So how long have you been in the industry? And then what was that kind of stepping stone for you into mortgage after college?
Well, they wouldn't hire me as a salesperson when I applied, you know, which is, you know, 23 years ago. I did get hired, but so I started with a, you know, I've really only worked three organizations throughout my 23 years, but I worked for a company called Champion Mortgage out of Northern New Jersey. But because I didn't have any mortgage experience, they hired me to call leads that other loan officers couldn't produce, you know, couldn't sell. So it was a call center type mortgage company. And then after a few months, I was funding just as many, you know, leads as people that were actually taking the live leads. So, yeah, so they ended up making me a loan officer. So I was excited about that. And, you know, then worked for a startup a couple years later called H&R Block Mortgage and was there for a good 6 years and, you know, found out there, you know, that leadership became a passion of mine. So I went from sales to branch manager to a regional manager and la-di-da-da-da. But in 2004, met Joe, our CEO, and he and I have been together working for the last, what is that math? You know, in the mortgage business. Yeah, thank you, Faye. Yeah, 17 years.
That's a long time to be in one place in the mortgage business.
Yeah, so that's my whole career. Fortunately, you know, when you see a lot of mortgage resumes, people haven't been that fortunate. Companies, you know, close and you know, whatever. But I've been very fortunate to surround myself with great people, and you know, spend the last 17 years, you know, at one organization. It's been great.
We do have a great team there, that's for sure. Kudos to Champion Mortgage for seeing that in you, and you for all the hard work of working those leads nobody else could work and kind of beating them. So that's a really cool story.
Yeah, thank you.
If there was one thing that what's the one thing that you wish you would have known at the beginning of your career that maybe is a little bit glaring to you now that it wasn't on your radar?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I don't know if I would actually want to know anything, you know, coming in. You know, I really had to work, you know, the hard way and earn everything, you know, that I got. I think, you know, how I was hired probably drove me, you know, a little bit to my success and wanting to become number one, you know, salesperson wherever I was, and I had good mentors, you know, throughout the companies that I worked for, you know, understanding how to goal set and really dig into why I wanted what I wanted. So sometimes going in blind to things can be, you know, very successful in the outcome. And for me, I really feel like I was never handed anything, had to go earn it. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. If you weren't in mortgage banking, what do you envision yourself doing?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I am passionate about what I do and just mainly because of the, you know, our customers and employees. But, you know, my passion for people and being able to help and change people's lives and make a difference. So, you know, I love kids. My wife thinks I'm a big kid majority of the day, but I love spending time educating, coaching. And, you know, so that's a passion of mine. But anything in the community, you know, where I can provide help and service. So when the mortgage industry is, you know, done, you know, my passion to get back will still continue.
That's awesome. Very awesome. Kind of leads us into the last random question that you don't even know what it is, but I can see you as a child. you have a little bit of impishness in you. I'm sure your mom could attest, but as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
What did I want to be as a, you know, I mean, majority of my childhood, I wanted to be a professional athlete, you know, and just because I have three brothers and, you know, eat breakfast and go play sports all day until the bell rang and it was time to come home at night. But passion for all sports. I still have passion for sports. Never great enough to be an athlete, but I think that drove my competitiveness to where, you know, wanted to always do things at high levels, no matter what it was. So professional athlete, but I was far from it.
There's a lot of great lessons that you can learn from being in a sports team, competitive or not, that kind of can take you other places. So obviously that did work very well for you. We really appreciate you here. I appreciate you doing this with me. The team at Annie Mac has always been the greatest contributor to the Mortgage Collaborative. It's something that does not go unnoticed, and look forward to seeing you soon. Terania, fabulous resort in September, and just really can't wait to see you all in person.
Yes, it's September, and you know, we will be there. We are super excited, you know, to get back together, and you know, and everyone at the TMC family has always been awesome partners with us, and so happy to be a part of it. And can't wait to see you soon.
Can't wait to see you soon. Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it, Ryan.
Of course, Faith, anytime. Thank you.
For more information about how you can get involved with TMC Connect and witness the power of the network firsthand, please visit us at mortgagecollaborative.com.